Would you say that you wanted more from your work? Are you on a path of becoming a leader? Many people are looking into going to school and becoming a professional, or perhaps starting their own business, or perhaps just moving up in the company that they're working for or want to work for. All of these positions require leadership. Now, it's important for you to know that leaders are not born. They are made, and you could make yourself into a great leader. You could be a leader at work. See, leadership is a whole new level of responsibility. It's being the company. It's having an ownership and a stake in the results the company wishes to produce. It also comes with more money and more opportunities for advancement. So let's look at what leadership is about and discover what does it take for you to shape yourself into a leader, maybe even a great leader. Overall, a good way of understanding who a leader is the leader is the person that stands for the future of their group. It is the person that takes the initiative for the success of the group. Leaders listen, they receive, and give directions on what needs to be done. Leaders best lead by example. See, the very best leaders are the ones who others admire and want to follow because they're believed in and they're trusted. Good leaders communicate well, and they understand and welcome their role. A good leader knows how to provide correction and guidance to everyone on the team, how to delegate or give responsibilities and chores and work to others, and how to put everyone to work in the best possible way. They identify and use the talents and the skills among their group. A good leader follows the team's performance and gives feedback and encouragement and recognition for a job well done. Leaders address problems promptly, and they deal with issues head on. Not everyone wants this role. But for you who see yourself as a leader of others, it is a path to your own greatness. So, do you have leadership in you? Are you a leader in the making? Or are you already a leader? Maybe you run the family, or you have a leadership position in your church, or you've been a leader in school or in your neighborhood. Or maybe you just want to become a leader now at this point in your life. Perhaps you like a position at work where you're a manager or a supervisor or a lead. If you would like to further develop your leadership skills, ask yourself this question. What do I need to know to be an effective leader at work? Maybe an even more important question is, who do I need to be a leader at work? So use the following exercise and take a look at leadership, at the people you've worked for that you've admired and appreciated, at your own skills and know-how of what it would take to be a leader at your work, and make a list of what you feel are the most important characteristics, skills, traits, and abilities of a good leader. So take your time and fill out your list. Perhaps pause the program at this point. Now let us look at qualities that are commonly listed as necessary for effective leadership. See how many of these you have on your list. And perhaps there are some ideas of leadership that could expand and improve your own ability to be a leader. The first and perhaps most important characteristics of leadership is a responsibility for the whole group, a responsibility to get the job done, to be the one to take it on, to own it, to be the most responsible person in the group. Leaders are successful by setting a good example for others. Leaders are followed because they're the best. The best leaders demonstrate all that's good about a great employee. They lead by example, and their actions will always speak louder than their words. Successful leaders will have good communication skills. They'll be able to communicate with every person on their team. They let everyone know what their roles are, what's expected, and they provide directions and instructions and assistance wherever needed. You can count on your leader to help you out and to be there when you need them. And successful leaders have to listen well and understand instructions. A leader must first understand and carefully follow all instructions that are given to the group. Understanding instructions requires a careful listening and a questioning until the instructions are clear and can be fulfilled. The best leaders motivate others to perform. A leader knows that their team is only as strong as its weakest link. Many things can drag down the spirit and production and morale of a team. It's up to the leader to continuously motivate and inspire and have each person want to bring their best to the team effort. A leader in a group or a team at work must understand their role as leader. It's different than being one of the guys. A leader is the person that is between management and ownership and the team that's working. The leader must hold themselves to a higher standard. They must set the tone, the attitude, and the manner by which a team works together. A leader cannot get caught up in complaints or favoritism or unhappiness in the workplace. The role of leader requires a bigness, a maturity, and a guidance for each member of the group. The best leaders possess confidence and poise. A leader is the person that takes charge in a situation. They may not always exactly know how to achieve the group's goals, but good leadership is based on having the confidence that the group can achieve its goals. It's up to the leader to bring a patience and a poise and a calm to the often challenging task of getting the job done. Now, while good leaders are very responsible, they also know it's important to delegate work to others. A good job cannot be done by one person. The leader breaks down the job into doable parts and delegates out the work to the best persons to get the job done. A leader is like the conductor of an orchestra, where every person plays their part in tune with everyone else. A good leader provides valuable feedback, more than just criticism or complaint. A leader must help each person stay motivated and continue to learn and improve while doing the job that they're working on. Feedback may be correction, but it also may be praise. Good feedback makes it clear what each person can do to improve their performance, as well as to feel satisfied and fulfilled by a job well done. So is leadership in you? Can you see yourself in these descriptions? Do you have a job, a career? Are you seeking an opportunity or position where you would like to be a leader? Study this list. Practice it even if you may not yet have that job. You'll show yourself to be a leader in the making, a potential leader that will eventually be given the chance to bring a leadership, a management, a supervision to a workplace that you care about. If you ever find yourself on a job that you feel is beneath you, or that your talents and abilities are being wasted, it may be wise to remember these words from the author F. Scott Fitzgerald. He said, "What we must decide is perhaps how we are valuable rather than how valuable we are." These words remind us that whatever our job, whatever our position, we can always choose how we can be valuable at work. Mastering the Art of Leadership asks you to go beyond the characteristics that we have so far mentioned, but this is a good start. The best way to master leadership is to model yourself after the best leaders, managers, and supervisors that you work for and with along your way. Learn from your leaders and shape yourself into the kind of leader that you would want to follow. It is so important to remember that whether you're working for someone else or working for yourself, it really is the same. You being a leader at work means that first you lead you. When you practice these qualities of great leadership, you will develop yourself into an extraordinary employee, and you truly will be successful at work. So what do you think about our discussion of leadership? Are you now, or would you like to be a leader at work? And what leadership characteristics do you already have? And what leadership characteristics would you like to develop or improve? Have you known great leaders, great bosses, great supervisors? And what characteristics most impressed you about them? What would you say you learned from this section on leadership? And what would you add? As we conclude our course on success at work, I'd like to share with you a quote from Larry Bird, the great basketball player. "I've got a theory that if you give 100% all of the time, somehow things will work out in the end." These are great words to keep in your heart when you choose to be someone who is successful at work, 100% all of the time. Our goal when we began this course was to help prepare you to be successful at your work. Do you feel that you have benefited from doing this course? What would you say stood out as most valuable for you? Are there any topics or concerns that were not addressed that you wish were? Do you have any suggestions for improving what we presented to you? Do you feel better prepared to return to work and be even more successful at your job? And so concludes our mini course, Success at Work.